What's up, everybody? Thank you guys so much for tuning in to episode 8 of Who's Together podcast. I am Lauren.
I'm Quinn.
You already know we are here. Joined today. Don't have much of an agenda. Just, you know, planning to talk from the heart about our past week. Past week that has been impacting a lot of people in Charlottesville, a lot of people on the football team. I'm sure you know, but the University of Virginia football team lost 3 members last Sunday. Lavelle Davis Jr., DeShawn Perry, Devin Chandler. And we are, you know, going through it with them. Obviously, Quinn is a part of the UVA football team, class of 2018. So, you know, before we even start, just want to send our condolences to their families, their parents, their siblings, cousins, their teammates, coaches, classmates, everyone that knew them and had the chance to really just be in their presence and feel the light that so many people speak of. Obviously, you know, the memorial just took place over this weekend. So a lot of stories shared during that. But first, just want to do check in with my brother, Quinn. I can't imagine what you're feeling. So I would love to just start there and talk to you about how you're feeling and how your healing process is.
Yeah, to go on that, and also to those who are on the bus as well.
Yeah.
The teacher, of course, that was on that bus, Lady T, who's an amazing professor at UVA. And so to those people as well, we don't shy away from you guys either. You know, when you guys are in our hearts as well. Mike, you know, I know you're fighting over there. You're walking again, and you know, you're getting yourself back together. So, you know, I can't wait to see you back on the field, you know, soon. You know, but you know, for those that just happened to be there, you know, it's a tragedy.
Yeah.
But and we're with you guys as well, because I know it's going to be tough. But for me, is today was actually a lot better. Watching that memorial yesterday, I think was good. I couldn't get down to Charlottesville. I've been traveling so much already as is, and I just couldn't make it down there. But I did get the chance to watch it live, and it was good. And I think that's what I kind of needed.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with the first to market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game bets, props, and futures. Head over to BetOnline today and use your mobile device to join and make your first sports bet. Use our promo BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
So each day has been getting better. Today was a lot better. I watched church this morning, so it really helps.
Yeah.
But overall, I just think it's just like a sad situation that like no one can prepare you for any of this. But it was touching yesterday. It was.
Yeah.
But I think
it was beautiful. It was done so well. Just the people that came, people that spoke.
Yeah. I think that's the most important part, is hearing the stories. Of course, like, you know, all you see on Twitter is, you know, of course, you know, 3 UVA students passed, but it's just like hearing people tell their stories, from especially guys that are on the team, like those stories will be forever be told. Just even if they were still here, some of those stories is just like,
yeah,
you're going to tell each other 10, 20 years from now, those same stories we had. Yeah. And it's just like, I remember that. But just to hear them tell the stories and just embody what the human of these people were, I think that's the most important thing that happened on Saturday, was just them living as humans. Like, forget football player, forget any of that. They were humans. And I think that's what was so important about it. Because, you know, we just keep saying, you know, football players, you know, but it's just they were humans. Yeah. They were sons, you know, they were loved ones, friends. And it was good just to see everyone in the community there. I think that shows, even though, like, I know they kept showing how LaVell said, you know, I'm going to change the way, you know, the world one day. I think all three of them just changed everything.
Yeah.
Like, even at different universities, like, and of course, like, I'm going to shout out Virginia Tech, for instance, just because, like, everyone knows it's a rivalry, but it's just, they took it out of the rival at the moment. It just said, we're supporting you guys.
Yeah.
And it just was cool to see Liberty and Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech wore orange, Liberty wore blue. And it's just stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's what makes this sport so, like, amazing. That's what sports
does. That's what sports is. It brings, like, people together. People from different backgrounds, you know, different races, brings them together. And I think the outpour of support and love that, yeah, like, you're talking about from Virginia Tech, you know, one of the first schools to really do something big, because that night they had, or Monday night, they had the women's basketball team had a game, and their staff, their supporting staff, put 4 hours to the side, whatever they usually do before a game, they put that to the side, and they created shirts with hashtag Hokies for Who's. And that was just a huge message, because you talked about it, our rivalry is strong, you know, no matter what tragedy happens. And, you know, we always support each other, but when we're on the field or we're on the court, on the track, we're going for each other's necks. And so I thought that the love from that first instance all the way to the following up, Virginia Tech, Liberty, JMU, all the Virginia schools, all the ACC schools, even. I saw Pac-12 they put orange marker or orange, you know, color on the 1, 41 and 15 yard line. It's big, because, you know, I think, to add on to that, another reason why we see that support, the biggest reason, is because we are all brothers and sisters. We look aside each other when we're on these teams, and we can't imagine out losing our brother and sister or teammate in the way that UVA football did. And it's just tragic. It's unnecessary. And it's going to take a while to heal, but if there's anything I know about the University of Virginia, that community is strongest I might have ever been a part of.
I mean, you got to think about it. I mean, but even to go back before we even touch on that, I mean, it got to the point, it reached everywhere. It got into the NFL. It got into teams wearing patches in the NFL. I've seen guys that I played against wearing Virginia gear to, you know, the away games or their trips for, you know, to go onto the plane or, you know, walking into a stadium, seeing the head coach from the Jets wearing a Virginia shirt in their press conference. I've seen our old coaching staff, like, had the opportunity to wear Virginia gear, even at their game, to wear Virginia gear on the sideline for one last time again. That right there just speaks volume of what a sport can do and how people, you know, respond to stuff like that. So that's amazing. But to go on to the part of, you know, we've, as a community in Charlottesville, been through so much as is. I know we kind of got there a little late in the year, well, previous years before, when one of the lacrosse players, you know, did what he did. Yeah. And did what he did and took a life there. And so, we know we got the tail end of that. And then we happened to get, you know, into a period with Hannah Graham.
Freshman year.
Yep. And then we had that. Then we were there with, you know, the KKK rallies, you know, the downtown incidents that happened, you know.
And
the
even before that, we had another incident with Rolling Stone.
Oh, the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone article.
Yeah.
You know, with sexual assault and things like that on our campus. But yeah, I feel like, you know, we got to see how the community responded during those incidents. And unfortunately, it seemed like something happened every single year we were there. But it, you know what, I'm gonna take it back, because sorry, y'all listening, this podcast is all over the place, because it's so much, and it's like unfathomable. But like, When I think about when I was watching the vigil on Monday and they were on the lawn,
Yeah.
I think that was Monday night. So the
Monday night.
students put that together and watching it, and obviously still in shock, number one. Two, it was like anger because I just remember all the vigils. And I say all because I feel like one is too many, but like we were a part of two vigils. Hannah Graham's vigil, we were part of Heather Myers' vigil, who was killed during the KKK rally, the Unite the Right rally. And like having to be a part or getting to be a part of those vigils, or I don't even know the right terminology for that, like that felt like dang. And having
Yeah.
to watch that vigil and not even really watch, but just see pictures, it was just like, why do we keep having to endure this type of pain as a community? Why do these families who send their children to the best institution in the country have to deal with the repercussions of burying their children? Like, and so that vigil was just, it was, I was angry because I just feel like how many times do we have to do this? But again, we get the response, we get the support, we get, we lean on each other. We have a 5K run, led by the students yet again. We have the president, Jim Ryan, doing his best to lead in a time of grief. And it's just like, I thank God for the community. But it's hard to continue to see the same events happen after something like so tragic happens and just kind of sitting in it. But I do agree that the memorial on Saturday was the first part for me where I felt at peace for you, at peace for my friends on the women's basketball team who are very close with them. I felt like this, that being at or seeing that memorial for them and for you would start that, truly start the healing process. So,
No, yeah, I just think, it just sucks, just because it's like, at the end of the day, it's kids being taken away from their families. Like, it's the word kid that throws me off to left. Like, yeah, I mean,
20 years old,
and
22 years
yeah,
old, man.
like at the end of the day, like, I'm still a kid technically, like to my family, like I'm a kid. Like, losing a kid is just like, why, how? But I learned, at first, like the first couple of days, it was just a bunch of why, like why this, why that. Like I did, and it just was like I wasn't getting no better. But then it just I stopped asking why, and I just started just to say, you know what, it's a plan, and I know people don't want to hear that just because it's like it sucks. Though, like the purpose and the plan that like God has in place, it's just like we just gotta follow. Like, and I know it sucks because it's a tragedy, but that's how I found peace. And to those families, like, I'm there, I'm here, and I promise that I won't let their names die for sure, just because there were three very impactful people, not just to the football team, but just like
In
to
life.
people in general. Like, they were just a great presence to be around. I mean, I didn't have the opportunity to spend a lot of time with Devin or Deshaun that much, but I spent a lot with Lavelle, and just to see his growth, like it's just amazing how much someone can change in their life after, they focus on the right things and, start getting themselves and start to feel like themselves again. And it's evident, but it's one of those tough things. But I mean, as a community, we're strong. We go to one of the best universities around, but it's just tough, just because, like you said, I mean it. But the thing is, like, I don't want people to think, oh, it just only happens here. Like, it happens everywhere, and that's the problem that we got to address too, is that one, we have to do something to, like, to these laws of guns. Like, I'm not saying, like, everyone has the right, to the amendments. Everyone has their rights. But it's just like, it's getting out of hand how easy we can assess, like, to get these things. Like, there should be no reason that we can have this much control over just getting.
And certain types, like certain types, like there should be no reason why 18-year-olds can go and get semi-automatic weapons.
Like, I get it. Yes, I know it's in, you know, in our amendments. I get it. It's, you know, it's your right as, you know, an American, but it's just like, it just doesn't make sense to me anymore. Like, we're able to just go get this and that. And I'm just like, we're not going to make this a political battle because that's not what we're here for. But it's just like, something has to change. Cause I mean, it's kids all over the world dying guns. And it's whether it's, and it just has nothing to do with race either. It's just what it is right now. It's people are killing people with guns, like
at an alarming rate. People who are living various lifestyles, like you said, no race involved. Like we're seeing it across the board at the most ridiculous rate. I mean, literally since this incident has happened, obviously, well, I don't know, obviously, but it may or may not know, but that same day, 4 people were murdered at the University of Idaho.
Yeah.
Since those, we just had a shooting at a gay club last night.
Last night, yeah.
Where I believe 5 people were killed, about 18 injured.
Yeah, something crazy. But it's just it's just like something has to change. Right?
And then since then, New Mexico State had a shooting as well that involved another athlete.
Yeah. It's just, it's getting out of hand.
And beyond the gun laws, we need to push mental health it is our second job. Like, and I say our as in, you know, the people who have influence, especially at these universities, at schools, high school, middle school, elementary. It needs to be a conversation.
Yeah, I think so.
And early. And I think if it starts early, because unfortunately it's not a part of a lot of people's lifestyles and their families and the way that they were raised, especially, you know, African American and minorities in general, you know, we're not really told to go get help to talk about what's happening inside your head, but it's extremely important. And I feel like if school is going to be that first place where somebody hears about it, why not, you know, go sit down and talk to someone and just ask questions and tell, you know, as a student, as a professor, as a security officer at the school, if you're not feeling right in the head, like, just go ask questions. Why am I feeling this way? I've been feeling this way. I don't know why I'm so angry. I don't know why I'm so sad. I don't know why I'm so confused, or I don't know what I'm feeling. Sometimes it's okay not to know what it is exactly that you're feeling. And I feel like it sucks because I feel like we're not as connected in these communities anymore. You know, I feel like there's subgroups on campuses. There's obviously all these subgroups and all these sub communities, but I feel like it takes something tragic for us to seek out connectedness or connection. So that's really upsetting.
But it's mainly geared towards like things like this, like,
oh, for sure.
It's
on social media. We're overstimulated.
It is, but it's the truth. Like we're getting to the point where that runs our world, that runs our lives. And if it's not there, it's just like, what next do I have? And so that has no correlation. Well, it has all the correlations to why humans don't like interacting with humans. Like, kids rather will stay, you know, say, oh, I'd rather just text them or talk to them online than go in person. Like, like just be in person with these people. Like, I get it. But it's also us as adults that are enabling, you know, kids, you know, the people under us, because they see us do it. Mm-hmm. They feel like it's okay for them to do it as well. And so, you know, everything is going to, you know, change at some point. But I mean, it starts with like people like us, you know, vouching for it and, you know, doing things. And like, I've been working on trying to figure stuff out at UVA to get things done.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, I do get busy because I'm working nonstop. Yeah. I know you're working.
And it's not, and I know, and it's not on one person. It's not on a group of 10 people. It's going to take a collective group. It's going to take a collective, like, over time as well. So So I also don't want you to feel pressure.
Oh no, that's not the pressure part. I just think that's just something, something that has to be done in that sense, because I just think, like, 'cause I remember when we went to school, I feel like it was always something we were doing to be connected with somebody, with some group of people.
I see what you're saying.
Like, it was just like, even if we were on our phones, it was just like we all came together at this point to just like be together. Like, whether it was for a sport or whether it's just a night out or something, it's just like I just remember, like, me and Donnie used to just throw parties at the house, like at the at Copley, and like everyone just came over, like, regardless if we knew you or not, like, you were just welcome in the door. Like, that's what it was for us. Like, we didn't care. Like, we just, come on, like, let's just have fun and like enjoy each other's time. And like, whether it's just like someone laughing or joking or people dancing, vibing to music or whatever we were doing, like, it felt right to do it. Like, I'm not saying they're not doing it now, but I just feel like that disconnect is happening, where it's just so much, social media based, phone based, and it's not really too much going on, where, like, I feel like we was having parties left and right out there.
And I mean, and a big part of that also is COVID, right? Like we were
Well, yeah.
stuck in a house for a year, a little bit over a year, and I think that we have to do a little bit of unlearning at this point because even dating went to online. Like everybody was like started online dating during the pandemic because you're not going out and meeting people in the same ways, making friends. They have Bumble for friends. Like you're making friends on these apps now, and it's like it's times are definitely different. I do think we need to figure out ways and whatever community you're a part of to connect with one another on a level that is beyond posting about on social media. And if anything, we talked, you talked a little bit about there being a bigger, God has a plan, God's purpose is bigger than whatever we can imagine for ourselves. And although this was a very, very, very tragic incident, as well as the various across the country over the past several years now, it the thing that I always go back to is, thank God there's a place better than this place that we are on. And I
Absolutely.
truly, truly, truly believe that Devin Lavelle and Deshaun are there smiling down, shining their light on those that love them and care for them and those who are grieving them right now. And I think that if we continue to focus on that, focus on who they are, who they were, the lives that they touched and the way that they impacted, an entire community, an entire nation. They impacted the entire country. Unfortunately, their death impacted the entire country. And I think that that is powerful, and we have to use that to motivate us to ch make a change and motivate us to bring light to gun violence on every level. And so, we there's there are, GoFundMes for all three of their families. And I think there might be a couple for a few for maybe I think I saw two for Devin. I'm not sure about Deshaun and Lavelle. I haven't seen a GoFundMe for Mike Collins, but doesn't mean there's not one out there. But in our bio or at the bottom of this wherever you're listening to will be the links for all the GoFundMe that I can find. And also want to make sure that we are praying for Marley with another injured student on the bus. And I know, during the memorial, they said that she was home and recovering with her family. I also want to pray for, like you said, the other victims on this bus who witnessed three lives be taken, and also feared for their own lives against an attacker.
And
And
those that kind of help, like you guys have some beautiful souls to try to help in a situation like that. Like, you guys are strong. You guys are the heroes. Like, at the end of the day, and so don't let no one ever tell you guys you're not heroes, because, like, it didn't work. You guys are true heroes, and it sucks that you couldn't save them the way you might think, and but you guys did more than enough. You guys were there, and hearing Marley talk about, her telling, you know, Lavelle, like we're there.
We're
like,
here. You're not alone.
You're not alone. And so I know she finds peace in that, but I just know it's going to be tough. But that opened my heart and eyes up to a lot more, so that we know at least someone was there for those kids, and it just wasn't left alone and just out there cold, like cold and dry. It was, people were there for them. And that, I think that's the most important thing we can take away from that, is that they weren't alone, and they never were alone, even when they were alive.
Yeah. So
I think that's very important that we touch on that. And, you know, like you said, the GoFundMe pages will be at the bottom of this episode, with everything going on.
Yeah.
But this is not, you know, to us to be like down about it, because I mean, we've been down all week, and we celebrated the memorial on Saturday, and it's just been nothing but positive energy. But you know, this is stuff we got to talk about.
We have to, and we're gonna, you know, hopefully be able to share more memories about them in the future, where, like Quinn said, their names will not die. We will continue to honor their lives and honor the men that they were. And, you know, I think we've also seen that in the way that the sports world, the Virginia sports community, has responded in their game since. We've seen a lot of them have to, you know, pull up their shorts, tie their shoes, and go out and compete in honor of those three men, Devin, Deshaun, and Lavelle. And just want to also say that we are, that, you know, we're keeping our thoughts and our prayers for all the teams that have had to go out and compete after this, because you're going through a whirlwind of emotions. I'm sure you're playing the sport you love, but it also kind of seems like it doesn't matter when situations like this happen. And so also just want to give a shout out to, you know, the women's basketball team, men's basketball team, swimming and diving, track and field, soccer, field hockey, all the teams that are playing right now. Win, lose, or draw, you guys are honoring them with your spirit and with your love for the game, because we all know that they love their sport at the highest level, and you're doing exactly what you can and should be doing. So don't feel guilty about it. Keep your head high, continue to do things that, you know, we do a lot of hard things, but when you do them together, you get closer as a team. So just try to keep that in mind for all the athletes out there who may be going through something difficult. And the last thing I want to say is just reach out to people, reach out to anyone, friends, family, you know, coaches, you know, be connected with your coaches. Don't have them assuming, guessing, you know, what it is that you're feeling. And just be 100. If it's not your day, it's not your day. You know, you guys have a great, especially in Virginia, you guys have a great sports psychologist and Jason Freeman, who take time out of his day. What'd you say?
Dr. Freeman.
Yeah. So just use your resources. Students that are there, you may or may not have known these three men. I didn't know them at all, but I know the weight is heavy. So if you don't need, you know, resources, take it. You need not to go to class, take the day.
Yeah.
Because obviously this is a very traumatic incident for everyone, who, especially those who were also, you know, 12 hours of lockdown, trying to find the suspect, murderer. It's like you guys went through something as well. So you just need a hug on each other, love on each other during this time.
And you know, and for us, like, we're a resource as well. We may not, you know, have a degree in it or anything, but sometimes communication is, you know, the key to everything. But if you just want to say hey and just get a response back to say hey, and like your day is completely changed, or you know, you like how we post something and that motivated you, like, this is what we're here for, and this is why we're doing this podcast. Is like, yeah, you know, it came at a troubling time, but you know, we're here to share what's going on around grounds, whether, you know, of course we happen to be talking about something that's traumatic and bad, but you know, we're here to shine light on the good, to, you know, be a resource for any athlete, but not even athlete, anyone that watches the show, anyone that tunes in, anyone that is just, you know, a fan of ours, or, you know, someone we played with, like,
Yeah.
you need
Or
us, like,
against.
or against, like, we're here. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, my phone's always available. Like, I can respond when I can at work. But it's
Yeah.
like, I'm here too. Like, I'm human. Like, I'm
Yeah.
not consumed by my job. Like, I'm human. Like, I'm allowed to be human. Like,
Yeah. And I want to say one more thing because I think, reaching out to people, it doesn't happen overnight, especially like friends. And I want to give an example because this was like something that, I experienced in our regards to like our friendship. It's like when, things might not have been going well, in regards to like football and I don't know, whatever, like you trying to go, you're trying to get to the league our senior year. I would say that personally, I was a little selfish in regards to just like, oh, he's on his grind. Let me let him focus. Let me not reach out to him. But when situations like this happen, like first person I thought of.
All beds are off the table at this
So
rate.
it's like that's like we need not to wait like that. Like I wish I could have, had a little bit more courage to be checking in on you, like, yo, how's your week going? Like, what you working on? Like just been more connected, right? Like during those times, because like at the end of the day, this is family. This is like love. Like one of the football players said it, like, we're not blood, but like anybody looked at me and you and Lee and all of us, Jay, like in college, Zay, BJ when he was there, Kayla when she, like, literally, serious. Like, if you looked at all of us, like, you saw the other. Like,
Literally all the
anytime I see your mom, she, like, where Lily at?
time.
Like, we're always looking out for each other. So I want us to continue to do that, moving forward, for real, for real.
No, and that's, I think that's the most important thing that we gotta do, is just don't wait till it's too late. Don't want to have that feeling or guilt like I never got to say my last words to anybody. And I think that's the worst feeling ever. So if you can, just reach out to someone you haven't talked to in a long time. Like, and just like, you know, I mean, yeah, you guys may just, you know, just everyone's grown now. And like, it's nothing wrong with, you know, people just growing apart, but just doing their own thing. But it's good to check in with people, just make sure people are okay, everyone's doing good. So, no harm in communicating. It's no harm at all. It's just the little things. It's like, we got to get back to the little things. And, you know, so that way we're not here, you know, when it's a sad situation. Because, I mean, a lot of people always say, like, death always brings everyone back together. Well, we don't have to wait till death. We can do it when it's a good thing, you know, a promotion, or, you know, a good news of any sort, or, you know, you just want to talk. It's just, this is the time to do it now and go from there.
Well, we appreciate you guys, especially if you made it this long. You've definitely seen or heard, whichever way you're tuning in, but seen or heard the emotions and just the process of what it's like for a community after something like this happened. So again, prayers are with the family, teammates, coaches, friends, classmates, the entire, UVA community. And continue praying, y'all. Like, God is real. He doesn't make mistakes. And yeah, we'll be back next week, covering all the things going on grounds, whether that's more memorial services or, games. We'll get back into games next week. And yeah, so thank you guys so much for tuning in. We're out. Walking with a clear route. How we gonna rise today? I'm making mine today. Go make yours. Double bag and flip the proceeds.